Being an artist can be a lonely, solitary endeavor, which is why Potters Dorothy Yakchuk and Kathy Verbeek are thrilled to participate in this year's Mooseltoe Tour with other community artisans. The duo, they have a combined 70 years as potters, make up the Mudpie Girls, which has existed for 6 years and operates at the Moose Jaw Cultural Center. They will be showing their creations there during the 11th annual tour, which occurs on Saturday, November 4th. This is Verbeek's first year participating and she is excited to display her work. Meanwhile, this is Yakchuk's second time, as she participated years ago while working with tour co-founder Monica DeCampo. It was so inspiring, with DeCampo. She had so much energy to give to me and others, said Yakchuk. She was committed and dedicated. I'm like that, too. We complemented each other. She was a porcelain artist and I was into stoneware. It was wonderful. I hated to see her move. Verbeek and Yakchuk now complement each other's work, with the former focusing on sculptures and the latter creating functional, usable items like bowls, plates and teapots. Verbeek has been experimenting with a substance called sodium silicate, which is a technique she applies to the clay to provide different textures. Meanwhile, besides her functional items, Yakchuk, who finds pottery therapeutic, will showcase her signature work of nativity scenes, which she has been creating for 50 years. Besides learning from DeCampo, Yakchuk also studied under Randy Woolsley, a renowned Saskatchewan ceramic artist now living in Japan, at the Fort Qu'Appelle Art School. He was a wonderful instructor. There were days when I wondered, oh my goodness, can't I keep that, one of my bowls, she recalled. And he said, well, you will be keeping one. And it was all about technique. And he said, if you don't have technique, how are you going to make all the things you have in your head? The Mudpie Girls were the only pottery group at the Cultural Center for years, but in 2022, they encouraged the River Street Potters, a quartet of younger women, to set up across the hall. The groups then developed a sound relationship. Verbeek noted the Cultural Center now has a larger presence of pottery. Together, the two groups have participated in fundraisers for the Food Bank, the Cultural Center and Square One Community Inc. It was the quartet who encouraged the duo to participate in this year's Mooseltoe Tour after taking part themselves last year. It's the tour, an opportunity to be with other artisans and keep in touch, said Yakchuk. Retirement is fine for me and would not be complete without having something like this that we can work together. And it's a community and we're doing artwork together. Verbeek noted that many artists work in isolation, so she wants to visit the other tour participants as a show of support. It's really good to get together and let Moose Jaw know that we're here and we have a lot of artists, agreed Yakchuk. After the tour, the two pottery groups will host a joint exhibition in December, with their work inspired by Vincent van Gogh and the theme of beauty. I have my interpretation on that. We start with nothing and we come out with something, Yakchuk said. We take a box of clay and we try to make it beautiful and for people to appreciate what the work is like to be a potter. Verbeek noted that she has already created a series of Van Gogh-related sculptures and figurines, including the artist with his paint pad surrounded by sunflowers. He's one of my favorite artists. Like, why would you not? She chuckled. In general, when creating sculptures, Yakchuk may start with an idea but change her mind and finish with something different. She noted it's all about perspective and the fact an idea can quickly fly from her mind into her hands. Furthermore, with existing artwork, she sometimes reuses them by making new pieces or adding attachments. That is the fun part of taking old art and making it fresh or new for today, she added. In response to some providers blocking access to Canadian news on their platforms, our website, moosejawtoday.com will continue to be your source for hyper-local Moose Jaw news. Bookmark moosejawtoday.com and sign up for our free online newsletter to read the latest local developments.